From American Public Media, this is Top Score, a weekly visit with contemporary composers and musicians who make video game soundtracks. I'm Emily Rees. Andrew Aversa had an interesting journey to becoming a composer. His inspiration to write came after he visited a website called OC Remix. On OC Remix, fans of video game music submit their arrangements of their favorite music from games.
OC Remix is pretty much the reason why I became a professional musician, but became a producer of digital music to begin with. I make that distinction because I took piano lessons for many years, but I had no aspirations of composing music or making music on a computer, using audio technology, anything like that, until I heard some of the music on OC Remix. And I was so impressed and I was so fascinated by the use of all these different electronic elements, orchestral elements, that a friend of mine brought over a simple music making program just by chance, the very first thing I wanted to do was I wanted to remix a piece of video game music. And that is what I did.
So that was clearly a turning point for you. From that point forward, what about your life changed then? Because, I mean, if you kind of realize, wait, this is something I want to do, what steps did you take to get into it more?
You know, I remember the very first day when my friend came over, high school friend, and brought this music making software. We, messed around for a few hours making some simple rhythms. After he left, it's all I did for the rest of the night was work on that track. So my parents noticed that I was getting interested in this, but they kind of assumed it was sort of a passing phase. And I had already begun, I distinctly remember looking at colleges. I had applied to several colleges already, namely some business and computer science degrees. And so I had to eventually say, I think I want to go into music. Parents were originally not happy to hear that.
Sure.
So sort of another turning point that helped convince them was they had a family friend, or say we have a family friend, a composer by the name of Michael Menard. And he is a composer still to this day, and he's written quite a bit for film and TV. They sort of asked him to talk to me and listen to some of my music and just get a sense of, did I have potential? Was I maybe really serious? And he, we chatted and he listened to my stuff and I visited his studio with all this equipment and I was like blown away by all the possibilities. And he eventually said, Andrew really, it seems like he really does have a passion for it and he has potential and he's already making, pretty good music. So he basically kind of gave his seal of approval. And that was a turning point. My parents said, okay, let's go ahead and apply to music as well. And sort of, it went from there. That was the sort of the second thing. So, convincing my parents, getting them on board.
Learn more about Andrew Aversa at classicalnpr.org/topscore. Top Score is supported in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. That's Top Score from American Public Media. I'm Emily Rees.